Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. The Canes in Louisville tomorrow. It's senior day. It's homecoming. And Don Bailey Jr. going to be on the call here on 560 The Joe WQAM. And, by the way, I heard yesterday on Hawk and Crowder, you have one hell of a line that you're going to have to pull tomorrow with Crowder's line that he gave you. I happened to be in the studio when he was giving that to you yesterday. Good luck. That's all I could say to you.
I need a little luck on that one, man. Right. That's a challenge.
They gave him a line from a Biggie Smalls song, and they got to get Josie involved in this line also on the score. Listen, I heard a couple of them yesterday that you did for them, and you did very well. The Winky Dinky Dog one was probably the best one I've ever heard. But this one, if you kind of get this with Josie, congratulations. You have hit it. You could just retire after that.
You know what? There's a guy no, can do you. It. There's a guy, right? Hey, by the way, tell me, when you're sitting up there and you're going through all those tough losses that you guys have had this year, did you get rid of a little frustration up in Tallahassee going through that whole thing? That butt kicking had to feel pretty good for you.
Joe, that cured a lot of ailments, man. That was, you know, I didn't sit down the whole game, which usually I'll sit down a little bit every now and then, but I was on my feet the whole game, and I couldn't get enough of it. I wanted to go eight quarters, you know, I mean, just the way that Miami was starting to dominate. And I mean, you know, not everybody picks up on the physical side of it, but that last 10 minutes of the game, they hit, they started putting it on Florida State, and those guys started packing up and wanting to go home. And that's always fun to see.
All right, so the million-dollar question tomorrow, you know what it is how do you come out after that last game? And no matter what, you can't come out playing Louisville like you did against FSU. I understand emotionally it's just not going to be the same. But how do you come out and have a win and not wait till the last couple minutes where this thing could go either way? How do you change that?
I don't know, Joe. I think experience can change that. The experience of Florida State, you know, if you look at the Pitt game and then you look at Florida State, and I darn sure will be reminding every one of them kids about what happened at Georgia Tech and Virginia Tech. Remind them of that for sure. And try and get them to appreciate the appetizer that they had at Pittsburgh, and then a full course meal that they enjoyed at Florida State. And now you got to keep this thing going. You got to see if this maturity level is kicking in, and you're not a one hit wonder or a one game wonder like you were at Florida State. And I think that, you know, the conversations that have been had in that locker room by Manny Diaz and on the field after every single practice is we're just getting started. This is just the very beginning. And you're showing that you can do this, but it's not getting any easier, and it's far from over. You know, what they've got to realize, the Miami team is they can beat Louisville, they can beat FIU, they can beat Duke, they can win a bowl game. I think they win about six in a row, you know, to finish a season, and I think that works out pretty darn good. But Louisville is a very, very good running team. They run that outside zone as good as anybody in the country. They got a left tackle that's going to be a first-round draft pick. They've got a center that's a good football player. They've got some outside talent at the receiver spot. They got Tutu Atwell from Northwestern who catches anything and everything. And they run a two-quarterback system. So I think the defense, if everybody's coming in thinking, oh, we're going to get another 9 sacks and 16 tackles for loss, you may get some tackles for loss, but Louisville's going to do everything they can to make sure you don't sack that quarterback by running right at you.
But where's a place they can win? Is there going to be big play potential like we saw last week to hit some big game, some big ones?
I really don't see that, Joe, because Louisville plays that odd front, but they play a lot of zone behind it. So, you know, you're going to have to work awful hard to get something going deep. I think it's going to be a completion game. I think that DJ Dallas is going to have to, you know, make some good runs. And we don't know where we're at with Brevin Jordan. And to me, he's the most consistent player on this football team other than DJ, and has been able to get first downs, and we won't know until kickoff if he's available or not. So it's going to be you know, a mixed bag of tricks for Miami offensively. I think they've got to just test everything and see what they can find success with.
How about Greg Rousseau's kind of coming out party versus Florida State also? A couple games in a row now where he looks like he's just dominating on that defensive line.
You know, it's amazing what has happened. If you saw practice, if you were standing with me at practices in August, you're saying, what's wrong with this guy? Where's he at? Where's his head? Is he hurt? I mean, who's going to step in and play? And actually, you know, Patchen had started the first four games, and then all of a sudden, everything started falling into place for him. And he is aggressive, but he maintains his control. He's not out of position. He follows through on his assignment. But his size and his speed and that combination with the arms that are 12 feet long, and, it's just an amazing guy to watch. And he's just now getting it. But, I think, in all honesty, a team like Louisville is going to neutralize him by running right at him. You know, everybody knows what he can do rushing the passer. Now we want to see what he can do stopping the run.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about the offensive line. It looks like they're getting better, huh? The young guys getting better? Like, you got a future with this group? Or is it more about going out and getting guys on the outside and recruiting?
I think you never have to stop recruiting, number one. I don't think you ever have to. This offensive line is improved day by day. And when you watch what they looked like against Florida and then even against North Carolina, and then you look at what they did against Pitt and what they've done against Florida State, because you can tell me anything you want about Florida State's got this problem, Florida State's got that problem. Florida State has got a defensive front. And they've got a defensive football team. So Miami bowed up, and they played extremely well. And Zion Nelson, the left tackle, is developing into something that's going to be very, very special. I think the guy that's not talked about enough is the center, Corey Gaynor. He runs that whole room. He runs that whole offensive line. But the freshman right guard, Joe, I think the kid should be a freshman All-American. He didn't start the first game. He started every game since. And he is just continuing to improve and continuing to improve. And Butch Berry, the line coach, he's gotten them better. Are they a finished product? Absolutely not. Are they close to getting to the point where they need? I don't think they're happy in the room. I don't think that they think that they're close. But you talk to me about this group next year at this time and the following year when they're together, if Miami turns this thing and is pressing towards championships, you're going to look at the suffering that they went through this year on that position, and you're going to credit this group for their success.
All right, Don, senior day homecoming. You got two linebackers, Shaq Quarterman and Pinckney. How great have these guys been for the program, for Manny Diaz, the whole deal? It's going to be a pretty emotional day for those two guys, right?
It's going to be an emotional day for me too, man. I mean, when I look at what these guys did by committing again to their senior year, I think that's the most important thing that they did for themselves and for this university, is they turned themselves into guys that could have gone to the National Football League into mentors. They proved that it's better to stay, for them to be the best me that they can be, to provide leadership, to get their degrees, to get a master's if they wanted to, and to be four-year starters. And to be able to – Shaq's going to start every single game of his career. And that's leaving one heck of a legacy. And I think that the example that they have set is going to lead other kids for many, many, many years. And a lot of that has to go with Manny Diaz, because probably the main reason they stayed is because they came in. Manny Diaz was their coach. He got the head coaching job, and they stayed together. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. And I really believe that, you know, you look at Shaq Quarterman specifically, and his legacy is going to be, you know, the story is going to be why Shaq stayed. And he's laid a heck of a foundation.
That's good stuff. You don't get a lot of that stuff either. No more, guys. No. And by the way, UM, as you know, through the years had a problem with guys actually turning pro. Either don't get drafted or get drafted really low. And I always wonder if those guys would ever be really honest, if they would admit, I probably should have come back another year. Because – it didn't,
you know,
Joe, didn't work out for a lot of guys.
I don't mind if they don't admit it. I'll tell them. know? I mean, it doesn't make sense. It just, I know it's 100 years ago for you and I, but there's a big difference when you were a 21 or 22 year old rookie. You're going against a 30 year old man.
Right.
You know, I mean, you're going against guys with mortgages and house payments and free kids in private schools and retirement plans, and you're just coming out of college. It's hard to beat those guys out, man.
What's the cutoff for you? Don, what's the cutoff for you? If a guy knows and he's got a pretty good feel that you're a top three-round guy, top 90?
If you're a specialist, okay, receiver, defensive back, guy that isn't a physical, isn't a line of scrimmage guy, right? If you're on the line of scrimmage, I'm all about staying 4 and 5 years. I believe that. I just think that extra year, that physical indifference between 20 and 21 or 21 and 22 is so big. Now, if you're a skill guy, then the situation to me is first, second round, if you got it, go. If you know for sure, not some hypothetical deal that some agent tells you, if you realize and every report tells you you are a first or second round guy, I think you got to think about it real hard. I really do. But if you're a line of scrimmage guy, I think you got to stay as long as you can stay.
DBJ, Don, thank you, buddy.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Okay, guys, talk to you next week.
Go get him, DBJ. Yeah, man, we need a damn win at home. Got to get that thing.
It'll be a nice game tomorrow.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, we got Brandon Lane going to join us.
Always fun.
Segment. Take a few games.
Always
keep him out of strip
segment.
Clubs, man.
Well, you're not gonna. That's not gonna end up happening.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.